Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet.
Hey!
Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
And I'm Alexis Preston, a double dinky dog owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis Preston, greetings from my pillow fort.
Greetings from pillow fort.
Trying to make your job slightly easier. Will it succeed?
We'll find
Only
out.
Only time will tell.
Moments,
Only
though.
Time will tell, sweet, sweet listeners who have muscled through this show over the summer as Renee tries to negotiate her neighbor's air conditioners. You sweet buddies.
Oh, here's the thing, though. I also think, look, I'm not, I'll say this pretty confidently. Yeah. We by far do not have the worst sounding podcast out there.
Oh, certainly not. Oh, certainly not.
So,
here's where I think we suffer is that you sound so good and are so professional that it's really putting a little bit of a spotlight on Renee needing to step it up a bit.
Well,
just step it up a bit is all we ask. So I put myself in the corner, surrounded by pillows, no AC. Now, the downside of this might sound a little better. That was the upside. The downside is that I'll get the heats. The heats will hit me about segment four, I bet. And then I will start not making sense. And you'll be like, no, she probably turn on the AC. Great.
Yeah, yeah. That happens to me most of the time. I'm like doing good, and then like towards the end, I go, "Whoo, it is different in here."
It is my.
Yeah.
Okay.
So hey, well, welcome to summer.
Love to see it. I got some dog talk.
Okay. Yeah.
For this dog show.
That's a relief. I was so worried that we were going to be like, I guess we're out.
Yeah. 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 Though I was tickled pink with just doing an after show, all show last week. Delighted me to no end. But we're going to go back to the format.
Okay.
Talk about dogs.
Okay.
Even in the intro.
Okay.
And I will tell you that I was out of town this weekend. And listeners, longtime listeners of the show, will remember that the last time I was out of town for 4 days, Tugboat and I were in a bit of a beef.
Right.
When he came home.
Yes.
Or at least a perceived beef.
Yes.
I was certain that I was not getting eye contact. Mm-hmm. He was leaving the room when I was there. Bit of a grumpy bump.
Right. For people that are like maybe missed that episode, basically what happened is you got back from a trip and expected Tugboat to, you know, come at you with like leaping for joy, licks all around. And he was like, hey.
Hey.
Oh, we're back home. All right.
All right. Good to see you. I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah.
Everybody cool with that? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yes, 100%. And thank you for clarifying such a thing. My expectations were sky high and narcissistic, frankly, this time. Expectations were right where they should be.
Nice.
Intentions were proper.
Yes.
How can I make the dog feel welcome?
Right.
How can I make him feel loved and kind? Greeted him with treats. Showered him with love.
Yeah.
Guess who came up on the couch to sit by me? Unprovoked.
Oh.
Were there still treats in my pocket? Sure.
Sure.
Was that the reason? Who's to say? Point is, it's going better this time around.
Thank goodness, because there was fear that we were going to have to cancel the show.
Right?
It was a whole thing, you know? So you're going to have to, I don't know, give Tug to Paul finally or whatever happens at that point.
Right.
But I'm really glad that you two have resolved this issue.
Thank you.
And
We got it figured out now. And I thank you for not using the word unraveled, though we all were thinking it. I unraveled before your very eyes last time. And this time, keeping it together, tightly wound.
Like justifiably unraveled, but still.
Sure.
I understand.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, we got some fun stuff to talk about this show. Do you want to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they've gotten themselves into beyond a happy reunion?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Okay. So we have some Crit Crumb Boat updates. I've got a sneaky cricket, and today is Tugboat's fifth birthday.
Look at that.
Which is,
are we going to get him, Alexis?
Okay, look, we'll talk about it, but segment. I've got some ideas. Okay.
Okay.
We have a Mime at Minute from Jessica and Lily. I have a little, I guess you could call this news, but I have a vacation pitch for Renee and I. It's a cruise that I think we got to go on as soon as possible.
Okay. Sold sight unseen, but I will listen patiently to the details.
Yeah, okay, great. It does involve dogs also. It's not just us talking about a vacation we might go on.
Okay.
Alexis and I, we both have a pitch to national parks, which, yeah. Hey,
it's a presentation. You
know, it's a presentation.
Yeah, and I think they're gonna. It's you're gonna have to visualize the PowerPoint, but mm-hmm. I think change is afoot. I feel good about it.
Yeah.
I feel like we're just gonna talk to them. We're gonna reason with them.
Mm-hmm. I think it's our time to shine.
There's gonna be a change a coming for national parks. So
And last but not least, I've got a little dog history about Smokey, who may be possibly the first therapy dog ever. So that'll be fun.
Cannot wait. Yep. Cannot wait. Have we done that segment before? We're pretty sure we have.
I don't think so. I know I did the first seeing eye dog, and I think this one is new. But
I feel good about it.
Yeah,
I feel good. Very good about it. Yeah. But
we'll find out.
You just want to issue a creed.
Yeah, can't remember.
Maybe we've done it.
I looked. I searched. I couldn't find anything. I think we're good, but who knows?
I think we're fine. Yeah. I think we're fine. All right, you ready to go to the next segment?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Renee, it's Tugboat's 5th birthday?
It sure is.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen, pull back the curtain. We're recording this the day before, but Tuesday, September 21st, 2021.
Yeah.
Tugboat's 5th birthday. Because when I rescued him on his little shelter statement. Mm-hmm. It said he was an owner surrender.
Uh-huh.
And then birthday, usually ?
Yeah.
But on Tugboat's, it's in September 21st, 2016.
How do they know?
And I mean, check my numbers on this.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's 5.
2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021. That's 5.
5 years old, this one. Now, no, I will say, it also said that he was a border collie mix. So there is room for error on this form.
So what you're saying is that might have been the paperwork for a different dog.
If his photo weren't on there, yes, 100%. But there's a chance that I've got a switched at birth situation on my hands.
That's fun too.
So I got him when he was 10 months. Mm-hmm. And knew his first birthday. Got to spend his first birthday together. And we've so far the tradition is you take him to the store, you let him pick out a little treat.
Yeah.
But I feel like 5. Now that's a
5's a big number.
Right, it's a milestone. What do you get a dog for their 5th birthday?
Yeah. Well, because here's my first thought. It's like, what did I want for my 5th birthday?
Sure. Oh, God. Can I remember mine? Okay, you go first and I'll think about it.
I mean, I can tell you, I feel like birthday. 5 was peak, like, Barbie time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll also say it's also around the age when I started to get embarrassed about, like, if like someone, an adult, asked me, like, do you play with Barbies? I'd be like, no. But then we'd go to the store and be like, Mom, can I get this? This is pretty cool. And so absolutely. I think what that implies is that, like, I think you need to lean into, like, he's still your baby boy. He doesn't have to grow up too fast.
No.
And so I think let him get, you know, maybe things for a dog's first birthday. You know, let him get
that.
You know?
Yeah. He didn't need to grow up too fast.
Okay.
Perfect. That'll be the theme.
Yeah.
You don't need to grow up too fast.
Peter Pan, which we said last week, and we don't know if we got it right, but Peter Pan once again.
Sure. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. I love that. So I will only take him to the puppy section. We're going to leave with just a bundle of wee-wee pads.
Yes, exactly.
For your 5th birthday. Enjoy.
You know what I also learned that is just fully not unrelated, but okay. So I am listening to a book about mouth guts and mouths and things, and one of the things they mentioned is that dogs don't have the sweet taste receptors like we do.
Really?
Yeah, so there's no point in getting them a cake, like anything sweet or treat, like all those, like, you know,
isn't that
sweet treats for dogs, they don't have the taste receptors. They still like it, like when you get a
sure,
what with the thing from Starbucks, the whipped cream, like it still tastes like yummy cream to them,
the texture,
yeah. But they don't have the sweet
situation.
No,
isn't that funny?
Yeah,
because I will say, like, taste of some sort must matter to them.
Yes.
Because when I hand him broccoli, he's just like, there's no ranch on this.
Yes.
And I thank you to dip it and then try again.
Yeah.
So, but you're right. Now I want to test it a little bit to see, like, does it matter for sweetness?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, right. I mean, I guess this book could be wrong, but
yeah,
apparently they don't have a need for it in the wild.
Okay.
So.
No, this is very, very helpful.
Yeah.
So I'm just making him a beefcake.
Exactly. Yes.
No frosting near it.
No, you do beefcake with, like, what, I don't know, mayonnaise on it. He's going to love it.
Oh, man, you are going to get a thank you note like no other from Tugboat for this suggestion. He is grateful to you. You saved his birthday.
Yeah, I'm trying,
perfect.
You know.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, yeah. I have to work a little bit, but
sure.
I think the plan is we'll do some gopher hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And by gopher hunting, I, of course, mean gophers are a mile away.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then maybe some lizard hunting.
Yeah.
Again, lizards are a mile away.
I can't see them.
Not getting anywhere close. And then to the store with us. Mm-hmm. And then just a lot of treats.
I love it. Okay, I mean, what more does, you know, any dog want for birthday? A little adventure and a lot of treats.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. You're making me feel fantastic about this. Now, we are in Crit Crumb Boat.
We are in Crit Crumb.
Not just boat. Crit Crumb Boat.
It's true.
What's going on with Sneaky Cricket?
Okay. So, you know, these dogs and endless entertainment. So, this is just a little story that I was like, I've always thought that Cricket has fox-like qualities. You know, he looks like a little scruffy fox. Mm-hmm. And he really confirmed that with his sneakiness today. So I gave the dogs like a little rawhide bones, right? And like the entire time, whenever I give them this, Cricket eats his like way too fast to the point where I'm like, dude, that was supposed to last you all day. Yeah. And Crumb like chews on his for a minute and then cries at it for a while. Like, I don't know what's going on, but he like gets stressed. And so I put it away for a minute and I give it back. And it's a whole process with Sweet Crumb.
Right.
And the whole time, like, Cricket's trying to steal Crumb's because he finished his an hour ago or whatever.
Sure. Of course.
But finally, like, Crumb had his for a while then. Okay. And, you know, Crumb's is upstairs somewhere. He left it for later, as he does.
Right.
He will, like, milk them for a week. And I go and I feed the dogs. And I, like, normally Cricket eats fastest. Like, he gets very excited and he eats. I noticed he, like, looked at it, saw that Crumb was going to go eat, and then bolted upstairs. And I was like, oh, that's weird. But, like, I don't know. Crate dogs are weird. Maybe he thought of something.
Right.
And then, like, 15 minutes later, I was like, oh, my God. He just saw this opportunity to go steal Crumb's bone, finally.
That's brilliant.
He fully waited till Crumb was like busy, clearly eating, not paying attention to him, and went and took the rest of his rawhide.
Oh, that's scoundrel.
I know.
You can't not respect it, though.
I know.
That's so smart.
Yes.
Just like, and he'll definitely be distracted for the amount of time it'll take me to steal this bone.
Yes. Because the thing is, Crumb's smart, Cricket. But that he loves his food. So I was like, okay, Cricket. Now, he's also doing that thing where sometimes I'm like, Cricket, he's not the brightest boy. But with this, I'm like, oh, there's more going on than I think there is.
It's pretty sneaky. It's pretty sneaky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, did Crumb come to discover this? Did Crumb find out? Or did Cricket finish it before
I think Crumb he finished it out? Before Crumb realized. So it's kind of a relief. Yeah,
Cricket knows what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, come on. That's not your bone.
It's not your bone.
No.
Okay. Sneaky Cricket.
Sneaky Cricket.
I'm proud of him.
Yeah,
I'm proud
too.
Of him. Yeah. I want to... Cricket's a perfect name, mm-hmm. obviously. Mm-hmm. We love it. But I do feel like something scoundrelly could work.
Yeah.
If we were to rename him at some point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so, you know, for a while, my friend Michael was calling him the Goblin King. And that also works.
Yeah, just a little goblin.
Yeah, a little goblin.
Getting bones.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it. Okay.
All right.
Fantastic. I'll see you over in my minute.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for my Mutt Minute with Jessica and Lily. Hit it!
Woo!
Hi, my name's Jessica, and this is my Mutt Minute about my dog, Lily. She is a 5-year-old black tri-Australian shepherd with cute little eyebrows and cheeks of brown. She is my shadow and follows me absolutely everywhere, including the bathroom, the stairs, the closet, bed. Sometimes she likes to sleep under the bed, though. That's her own little quirk. She's named after Lily Potter from Harry Potter, and I think she's just made of pure magic. She is treat and toy motivated and loves to play the classic style of fetch of throw, but don't take. She loves car rides, swimming, running, jumping up and down. She loves to be held in my arms and walked around the apartment. In March of this year, Lily reached 1 year in remission from lymphoma. I think this helps her live up to her namesake in the magic community. She is also one of my favorite models to feature on my Instagram at Jessica Shaw Photo, where I have a bunch of photos of other people's dogs, but of course I feature her pretty heavily. I just love her and think she's the best. And time.
Jessica, you have done absolutely everything we have asked of you. You reported a dog.
Uh-huh.
You got a dog here.
Uh-huh.
You told us about the throw no catch. You gave us an Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we have asked for over the course of 7 years, squished it into 1 minute. Kudos to Jessica first. Now.
Yeah.
Lily.
I know.
Lily. Sharing a half a decade with Tug.
Yeah.
Just two little 5-year-olds running around
That's
over
so
here.
That's so true. I didn't even think about that when it happened, but you're right. Also, Look, I just saw Harry Potter with the live orchestra at the Hollywood Bowl, so I'm extra sensitive to this, but what a great name. What a good character to name her after, and she is magic, and I'm so glad she's doing good.
Yes. Oh, we love it. Yeah. We love it. You know, here at Can I Pet Your Dog, we can't handle anything.
No.
So just brush over the sad part and be like, hooray for the wellness part. Oof. That's amazing. We love it. Lily, we love you. Yeah. Jessica, we love you. Now, Alexis, if we had some other 4.0ers, some A++++.
Wow.
Possible listeners.
Yeah, wow.
Who are just like, oh, you wanted me to do it perfectly and extra credit?
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, that's true. You can really feel that from Jessica, huh? Okay. If you've got a really good GPA and you want to do it my mom minute, you can email, well, record it on your phone, your computer, whatever recording device you have, and then email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com, and I'll play it on the show.
Congratulations! You've won a ticket to attend an exclusive opportunity in a relaxing environment with two lovers.
Wow. Well, this sounds like a sort of proposition of sorts, but really it's an ad for our podcast. Wonderful. It's a show we do here on Maximum Fun where we talk about things that we like and things that we're into.
I'm Rachel McElroy, and you just heard Griffin McElroy, and we are excited for you to join us as we talk about movies and music and books.
Things like sneezing or the idea of rain.
Can you get news or information you can use?
Absolutely, you cannot, because we're here to talk to you about pumpernickel bread.
You can find new episodes on Wednesdays.
So catch the wave.
Hi. I'm Biz.
And I'm Teresa.
And we're the hosts of One Bad Mother, a podcast about parenting. Parenting is hard, and we have no advice, but we do see you doing it. Honk if you like to do it. Didn't we have a bumper sticker a while back that was like, honk if you did it? That's what it was.
I think it was honk if you're doing it.
Why did we not ever make those?
We did make them. I think they're still in the Max Fun store.
Honk, honk, you're doing it.
Thanks, Biz. So are you.
Each week, we'll be here to remind you that you're doing a good job.
You can find us on MaximumFun.org. Honk, honk,
toot, toot.
Renee.
Alexis Preston.
We've talked about it before, but I will never get sick of telling everyone about it. Ben and Jerry's has frozen treats for dogs.
They sure do. They sure do.
It is you know how there's the expression that it's the best thing since sliced bread, but I kind of think it's the best thing since Ben and Jerry's. I think that's a higher caliber. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Yes, exactly. It was right on the tip of the tongue. I was like, I can tell you right now it's better than sliced bread.
Right.
That's Ben and Jerry's right there.
Yes.
So Ben and Jerry's has outdone themselves.
They've outdone themselves. It's like, what haven't we, you know, we've really made the perfect product, but how can we really step things up a little bit? And it's like, oh, frozen treats for dogs.
Of course.
Incredible. Of course. You've got Rosie's Batch. You've got Punch's Mix. Both delicious. I mean, for dogs, these are for dogs. So when I say delicious,
yeah,
but dog tested and approved.
It's pretty easy to conclude that it's delicious based off the dog's reaction.
Yes.
You can put two and two together pretty quick when you give your dog one of these.
Yes. And if you're like, I don't know, though, should I go and make a trip all the way to a Ben and Jerry's just for my dog? Let me tell you what, they also just came out, and they did not ask me to say this, but they just came out with a new flavor that I can't wait to try. It's called Changes Brewing, and it's a cold brew coffee ice cream with marshmallow swirls and fudge brownie. It looks so good. It's like in collaboration.
Those are all your favorite things.
Yeah, it's in collaboration with a awesome cause, so you can feel good supporting them as always. And it just looks really good. I'm excited to eat it.
Yeah. They're just phenomenal. Best company in the biz, and they're taking good care of your dogs. We love them so much. Obviously, you love them so much. Check out both of our doggy flavors at benjerry.com. That's BenJerry.com. And check out all of Ben and Jerry's options at benjerry.com. That's BenJerry.com. Well, Alexis, I've become a super fan.
Uh-oh, of what?
Of CBD. But not just CBD.
Oh.
Not just CBD. This summer, got into Feels. F-E-A-L-S.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, I was just like, I don't know about this. And instantly, I was just like, well, I'm a super fan. This is amazing. CBD is not about what you feel. It's about what you don't feel. It takes away the stress, takes away the pain, takes away the anxiety. And I am I came in with suspicion. I came as a skeptic. And then my body was just like, this works. It's just like, I'm listening. Okay.
Yes. And it, like, especially for me, I've talked about this, but I've got trouble sleeping. And like, sometimes things like melatonin stress me out. They're a little too strong. CBD is a perfect, like, just makes me just sleepy enough to where I can just, it like helps clear the anxiety and I can just sleep. And it is the best thing in the world.
Yes. Just incredible. It's so funny that, like, especially working from home, that you don't really check in with your body. And it's just so funny how every time I take it, I was just like, oh, I have been clinched everywhere for 8 hours.
Yes.
And it's just the best.
It's incredible. Hey, start feeling better with Feels. Become a member today by going to feels.com/CIPYD and you'll get 50%, that's 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/CIPYD to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. feals.com/CIPYD. Okay, it's high time we had a vacation, don't you think?
It sure is. It most certainly is. Yes.
And
where are we going?
Well, this is the thing. I was like, okay, we got to go on a vacation, but we also got to make sure we can write it off on our taxes, you know? So there has to be dogs involved.
Sure. Yes.
It's not because we really like dogs also. This is for tax purposes only.
No, this is all business purposes at this point. Yeah.
So.
Not true.
No, not at all.
Continue.
Princess Cruises has a cruise in Alaska, in the Skagway, Alaska. So it's like it's called North to Alaska Immersion program. And in it, they have a program called Puppies in the Piazza.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do this. You're going to have to do this segment in segments so that I can process it.
So picture this. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Just to set the scene. We are cruising through Alaska. There's gorgeous, beautiful, snowy mountains in the side.
I'm already losing my mind.
The northern lights appear at night.
Yeah.
We saw one polar bear in the distance. We freaked out, right?
All right.
But that wasn't enough because they also bring on puppies, future sled dog, sledding puppies.
Absolutely.
And their owners. Yeah. You can get a photo and talk to the owners.
No.
Because they're going to be future little Iditarod runners.
Alexis.
And on Alaska sailings, cruise lines also typically have dog sled shore excursions where guests may be pulled by a team of sled dogs on the snowy top of a glacier. You get there via helicopter or in a cart on a dirt training trail.
Buddies.
Okay. So,
So first a cross check there. I feel like this was years and years ago that we're like, ethics of sled dogs. Yes. Is that okay? And I feel like we were reassured that, like, yes, this is what they were bred to do. And if you don't give them this activity, then they don't feel like they're contributing and they get depressed.
Yes.
And it is all done in a very humane way. I think that this can also be reframed as how far would you go to meet a puppy?
Ooh, yeah.
I would drive, fly, and boat my way to see these dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is magnificent. And we should do it.
I think so. Yeah. I mean,
is this our grand finale?
Yeah. Can you imagine? Yes. Our last live, we'll do one last live show, but it's on a cruise deck.
Live from Alaska.
And I also like the idea of doing like a cruise show where it's like, no one is there for us. So it's like, what, three people? And they're like, what is this?
What is happening?
I think it's a really good idea.
I love it. This is amazing. And this is brand new. So in this article that you're looking at, seem like this is a new thing?
You know, that's a great question. I cannot tell. It doesn't have
I love it regardless.
New to us.
Absolutely. Just the fact that you get not one, but two dog-based activities. Yeah. Get yourself on a cruise immediately.
In case you're like, puppies, they are too cute, or they like, you know, they've got sharp teeth. Don't worry, you can also go meet the adults.
Yeah, go meet their parents. Yes. Have a talk with them about their sharp teeth. Okay, I love it. I will book it today.
Okay, great.
Okay. Okay, Alexis.
Yes, I'm here.
This is based on personal experience. This segment.
Okay.
Okay. I took myself to Bryce Canyon National Park this weekend. Pretty. My best friend is doing a show at a place called Tuacon Amphitheater. And just 2.5 hours away from there, Bryce Canyon, that's how I got there. Great. Mm-hmm. We love it. Gorgeous. Stunning. Incredible. Amazing. The only beef is no dogs.
No dogs at those
no
places.
No dogs on the trail.
Yeah.
You want to go back and you want to bring the dog with you. The whole time you're thinking Tugboat would love this.
Yes.
And I did look it up.
Yeah.
And nationalparks.org will be like, yes, we love your pets. And this is not based on your pet being bad. This is based on the other animals
being bad.
Not the, like there's every animal, no matter how well behaved, does have predatory tendencies. Mm-hmm. So we're not trying to be jerks. We're just trying to preserve both the national park and your dog as is.
Yeah.
And I love it. And that made sense. But I bet you that was written before COVID times. Mm-hmm. And now we've all learned, you know what? Rules are made to be broken, baby. We can sort of work with it. Mm-hmm. We can feel our way around it. So what I would like is for you and I.
Uh-huh.
To pitch alternative options of how you could bring dogs. Is it reservation based? Mm-hmm. One dog?
Wow, yeah.
In the national park? That can't be that much of a problem. Is it bubble based? Mm. You know, those big bubbles that you can like run in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Put your dog in that? I also like any bubble based solution. I'm always going to go for that.
Yeah. And they're really flawless. Good. They never go wrong.
No, I can't think of a single thing that would go wrong with that.
Tumbling a bubble down the Grand Canyon. I can't see one flaw with that.
Nope. No, I'm really racking my brain here. No, it would go perfectly.
but our theme parks, right? Yeah. Is that they're at Disneyland. It's just like, hey, you got to be vaccinated and we're doing reservations. All of that was unprecedented before now. So I feel like national parks could take a note and just be like, no dogs was unprecedented beforehand, but we're in new times. What do you say?
Yeah.
We figure out a way.
Yeah.
And that's my PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
Renee, did you present a solution? No, I sure did not. I just complained mostly through it and then said the word bubble a few times.
Well, here's the thing. We were only talking about bubbling our pets, but the other solution is bubbling all the other animals.
Mm-hmm.
And not the dogs, you know? Because if that's what they claim, then, okay, let's put them in some bubbles so they don't get too crazy.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Also an experience, an opportunity.
Yes, they might like it.
Well, let's remove that. If we're going to sell this, we're going to take might out of the equation.
They will like it.
They'll love it.
They're going to
bubble up all the other animals.
This is my impression of an eagle, and you put me in a bubble, right?
Okay.
Oh my God, is this a bubble? I love it. That's spot an eagle. On. Yeah.
That's spot on.
Thanks.
Okay. So I don't know. I just feel like, you know, I think we've learned that nothing is impossible.
Mm.
So let's continue to work on this because I really would like to bring my dog to the national parks.
My own bubble? I've been waiting years. Yeah. It's eagle. I know. You don't have to keep saying it.
Eagle's still very impressed with this.
I can do
Eagle's
anything
trying to be
in
polite,
this.
But he just can't get over
this experience.
He keeps interrupting.
It's like we're trying to do something. Oh, my goodness. And it goes the whole way around.
I never knew. Well, there you go. The proof is in the pudding. Eagles love it. Bubbles in national parks. Bring in our dogs. 2022. Here we come.
Here we come. All right, Renee.
Yes, Alexis, I'm here and listening.
You're listening. It's time for dog history that I don't think we've already done.
Love it. Okay. Yeah, no, I feel pretty confident.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, if we have, it's a really good one, and you're welcome for the refresher.
Needs to be told twice.
Yeah. So first, I think just an interesting start to this. The question posed, like, who was the first therapy dog? And there's not like a perfect answer for this. Like most things, these kind of ideas kind of happen. They start popping up and who knows who influenced who. There's one argument that there was a dog in the 1960s who was used as a therapy dog for children with autism. Before that, Sigmund Freud had a Chow Chow, Jophie. And he regularly attended therapy sessions, but Freud didn't say, like, this is doing therapy. It was also just like, maybe he just brought his dog. We don't know. But the main contender for the very first officially recognized therapy dog is a very tiny Yorkshire Terrier. He only weighed 4 pounds, and his name was Smokey.
Oh, buddy.
And
okay.
Yes, already, and there are photos of Smokey, and he's really cute. Like, it's one of those dogs you see a picture of, and you go, oh, I feel better. So it makes sense that, like, right away, they're like, well, he's something.
Yep. Just visually.
So
therapeutic.
Before he was ever a therapy dog, though, he was a war hero, I suppose is the best.
Wow.
He was found in 1944, fully grown. He was abandoned in a foxhole in the New Guinea jungle.
Don't love that part. Keep going.
However, and I like this little side story. A soldier who found him was running out of money in a poker game and sold her to Corporal William Wine, who is a photographer with the U.S. Air Force, sold her for a whopping $6. and so for the next 2 years, Smokey would be carried around in Wine's backpack and would share his rations. She would accompany him on combat flights in the South Pacific. And ultimately, she flew 12 air and sea rescue and photo reconnaissance missions with the 5th Air Force.
Smokey.
I know. She also, there's a whole like side story where they needed to get a phone line running again and they didn't have time to do the whole thing, but they were able to get Smokey to go basically through a tunnel and come out the other side, like holding the thing they needed. Just an incredible dog already. But her therapy work began when Wine came down with dengue fever. And he was sent to the station hospital in New Guinea. And his friends smuggled in Smokey to keep him company when he was in the hospital. And while she was there, the nurses observed the positive effect that the little dog had, not only to Wine, but the other patients in the hospital.
Of course.
They taught Smokey little tricks, and Smokey would do them for everyone, and everyone was just in a much better mood. And like, it broke through that negative emotional malaise, which, like, didn't help injured soldiers. Like, they got better faster when they were in better moods.
Of course. Absolutely.
Right?
Happiness factor. Yes.
So, the positive effect that Smokey was having ultimately brought the attention, got the attention of Dr. Charles Mayo of the Mayo Clinic, who at that time was a commanding officer at the hospital, which is crazy to me that, like, I don't know, the Mayo Clinic is so famous and this little story all ties together. But he issued orders which allowed Smokey to go on rounds with the medical personnel and also permitted her to sleep with Wine in the hospital bed for 5 nights that he was there. It was like this how Smokey started her career as a therapy dog and would continue for the rest of World War II and afterwards. So she kept on going, moved here, and then, you know, people, they were like, hey, this really worked. They could add probably other dogs.
We should do this. This is something that works.
Yeah, she came back to the U.S., toured America's and hospitals in America, and retired in 1955.
Oh, Smokey.
Yeah. And there's also a statue in Cleveland of Smokey.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
We've got
to
be.
So we'll take the cruise to Alaska and then circle back to Cleveland.
Yeah.
To give a little, hey, Smokey, thanks for all you did.
Great work. And it's so cute to me that says, like, such a tiny dog. Ended up like resulting in this huge like field of work. It's really cute.
It's absolutely extraordinary. Yeah. I mean, it's almost like we've been podcasting about it for 7 years. Of dogs are phenomenal.
They're incredible.
You can't run out of stories about how amazing they are.
Yes.
Each and every one of them is extraordinary what they can do. It's just the best. Smokey leading the pack.
Yeah. Great job, Smokey.
Just the best. Great job, Smokey. Good work. Alexis, here we are at the end of the segment, and I am significantly more sweaty.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that fun?
As if time has passed and the air has gotten hotter as we sit.
The air has gotten much warmer.
Thicker, in fact.
you're just the best. I love you so much. Listeners, I love you so much. Facebook mods, you're the best. Mm. This whole community, you guys are just cream of the crop.
Yeah. Well, why don't we cool off, huh?
Yeah, what do you say?
Yeah.
All right. Well, until then, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.